Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. This is our praise, prayer, praise, and prophecy hour of intercession. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to meet you all right here, the ones in radio land, the ones that's on our radio broadcast, and I am so grateful. I want to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy service to order tonight. I'm going to do a devotion, a very short devotion, giving God all references and praise to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. We have been called to order by the grace of God. I just want to thank and praise God for you, you, and you. I thank God for being in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Standing on top of the ground. And the ground's not standing on me. I thank and praise God on this evening. I'm going to start off by doing our devotion on tonight so we can get on with some prayer, praise, and prophecy on tonight. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Scripture now, hallelujah. I will be coming from Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lie. Many, O Lord my God, are they wonderful works which thou hast done, and thou thoughts which are to us were usual. They cannot be reckoned up in our order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. I have just read to you from Psalms 40, from the first to through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to just give you all the praise tonight, lift you up tonight, Lord. We come together to praise your name, Father, to testify about you. We come together just to lift you up, Lord, in the name, exalt your name tonight. We just thank you, Lord. We come bowing before you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus now, Lord, we ask you right now, we repent of every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We confess any sin, Lord, any sin that we know or don't know, we confess it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we want to be in your will tonight. We just want to be in your will. We want to please you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you now to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there, Father, that should not be, Father, we ask you to send the fire of God to burn it out right now in the name of Jesus. Remove it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then we ask you now to bind up the strong men right now, Father. Bind them up right now in every one of our lives, Lord. Bind them up, even the ones in radio land. Father, I ask you to bind the demons up, the spirits up, the strong men up, Father, in the name of Jesus, and send them back to the pits of hell where they come from, Lord. We ask you right now, you said where two or three are gathered, that you would be in the midst, Lord. I'm asking you now to send your anointing tonight. Send the Holy Ghost on tonight, Father. Send your glory cloud on tonight, Lord. I ask you to cover our thoughts and our minds so we can all, Lord, be on one accord in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to be what you would have us to be on tonight. Lord, we thank you now. We just thank you. We just ask you now to fill us up again, Lord. Fill us up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with your baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and refill us, refresh us, restore us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, give us strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need strengthening on every side, Lord, every leaning post, Lord. We need some strength from you tonight. We need you more and more, Lord, more and more. Hallelujah. Father, I'm not going to prolong. I'm going to shut it down so we can get together and pray and praise and prophesy on tonight. We ask all these things in your darling son Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And thank God on tonight. We give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. And I'm so humble and I feel so I feel just so blessed to be able to praise the Lord. I feel so blessed to be able to just call on his name. So, you know, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we don't know where we would be today. We don't know what we would be doing today. If it had not been for the Lord sending his son, and then his son sending the Holy Ghost, what would we do? What would we be doing now? We don't know. You know, that's why I can say I'm so glad I'm standing on top of the ground and the ground's not standing on me. I'm so glad today. I'm glad that he sent angels up to encamp all around about me today. I'm glad today that he do miracle after miracle after miracle for little old me. I ain't nobody. I'm so glad today. I'm just glad to be in the service one more time. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today. I'm just glad about it. Hallelujah. God is so good. He don't have to let you breathe his air. People take that stuff for granted. They take it for granted, and they shouldn't, because God is God, and God knows everything. He can take breath out of your body in one half, one tenth of a second, one sixteenth of a second. I'm telling you. But people take it for granted today. Oh, I don't. I don't take nothing God do for me for granted because he don't have to do anything. And I'm so grateful, hallelujah, that he allowed me to pray for you all, minister to you, whatever it is that I have to do. I'm so grateful. He could have allowed somebody else. He could have called somebody else, hallelujah, but he called little old me. And I ain't nobody, huh, but in Christ, hallelujah, I am somebody, huh, standing tall, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God on this evening. I just thank and praise God, hallelujah. We're going to just, and I'm going to be the first one to testify. That's what I've been doing all the time. It's just kind of testifying. And it's not a testimony service, but it's a prayer and a praise and a prophecy. But we can say something for the Lord. We can give a miracle report, because that's, he does those too all the time. And people don't take them as miracles, but I do. I do, and I thank God today that he allowed so many miracles to come my way. When I tell you, if I could start telling you the miracles God has done for me just from a child on up to now, it would take the whole time and some days. But God is good just like that. He is good just like that. And you out in radio land, hallelujah, if you want to call in for a prayer request, if you want to call in for a word of prophecy, I encourage you to dial 323-642-1493. God is good just like that, and he's a keeper. We try to keep ourselves. We try to, I got to get myself together. You can't get yourself together. If God, the Holy Ghost don't get you together, you won't get together. But I thank and praise God that he can get me together. I am willing. Whatever God want to do, if however he want to restore, he want to refresh me, however, send his holy anointing, however he want to do it. I want everything God has for me, everything that he has for me spiritually. I ain't talking about no monetary stuff, this temporal stuff, this furniture and houses and cars. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about spiritually because I know what God can do. See, I know that he can take you to a higher realm in him. I know what he'll do, but I thank God on tonight. I give him all the praise and glory because he don't have to do anything, huh? Glory to God. He don't have to do anything for us on tonight. He could just stop his ears up because sometimes he'll say in the word, you know, he will not hear us, and he'll give you over to a reprobate man if you keep doing the same stuff over and over and over and over. God will give you over to a reprobate man. You start saying, Lord, forgive me. Go right back and do the same thing. Lord, forgive me. Go right back. And I know he'll forgive us 77 times. But, honey, God will turn you over to a reprobate man if you keep on doing that because you're playing him, trying to, like, play him because he loves us. And because he loves us, he forgives us. You know, anybody that loves you enough to send their only begotten son to die for us, he loves us. Believe what I say. So I thank and praise God on this evening, you know, for just everything that he do and the things that he's going to do. So I'm going to open up and y'all pray my strength in the Lord because I'm telling you, I feel so blessed. I feel like God is taking me to another level, another realm in him. I feel like the anointing is always on me all the time. I just feel his presence with me all the time. And I thank God, hallelujah, for every fire
and Holy Ghost that I feel even when I'm driving, and all I have to do is think a little bit on the word of God or on the Lord or whatever, and that fire comes all over me. I'm telling you. So, and I thank God. I just thank him for what he's doing. I may be going through a little something, but hey, he said, you suffered with me. You're going to reign with me. Huh? Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for it. You know, so I'm opening up the lines now. If you want to give a praise report, if you want to pray, this is our prayer, praise, and prophecy. If you got a word for somebody, hallelujah, be my guest, because this is the time. This is the time to do whatever God put on your heart to do. And I'm praying and hoping that other people will call in, even from radio land, requesting prayer or prophecy, whatever it is. I'm asking God to send the people. Amen, amen. Who would be next? Glory to God. Y'all know I can keep going. I can keep right on going. Hallelujah. Because God has been too good to me. He's been too good to me. And I thank him. I thank God. We can't all sit around and wait for one another to go. You know, I just know how good God has been to me. And I can't, because Susie don't want to say nothing. That don't mean I ain't going to say nothing. I got to say something for the Lord. I don't care if don't nobody else say nothing. You know how I am. Everybody know how I am. God is good. And even if I'm wanting something and he withhold it from me, it's because he see what's coming down the road. I'm going to be satisfied with whatever he does. Believe me, whatever he allows, I am satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm thanking God. I'm so satisfied with him. I thank and praise him. Yes, Lord. Y'all want me to sing another song? I know y'all don't want me to sing because I'm going to sing.
Give an honor to God sing. Who is the head of my life. I treat you all with the holy word of love and peace. You can sing whatever you want to, Pastor.
Amen.
I just thank and praise God for strength, prosperity, perfect health, wisdom, and knowledge. I just thank him that I'm able to say hallelujah. Somebody couldn't say it this morning. So I'm grateful that I'm able to just come and praise his name. Praise him for thanksgiving, for being in my life and my children's life, for showing me things that's going on in their lives that I can teach them on relying on how good God is. And I can prophesize and I can praise God. I can give him the glory all day long. As long as he in my life, I'm going to be there for him. Whatever he want me to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm thinking and praise him that I'm able to come on the radio and just give him the glory. Somebody can wake up this morning. Somebody can open their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, praise God, I could open my eyes and I got the activity of all my limbs and my body, that I have a sound mind, that I'm able to think for myself and not let no one else think for me. So everybody that's out here, we all got a testimony. We all got praise. So give God the glory. Give him all the accolades he's supposed to have, because without God, tomorrow is not promised to you. And further go, within the next hour is not promised you. So you got to give God
that's
the glory. And I thank him for encamping all his angels of protection around me and my family, around my home and my car.
Thank
him for him for pouring his blood out for me and my sins, because I got some sin and I got testimony and I can tell you stories. So, you know, we all got a story to tell. We all got something to tell that how God did to help you overcome your issues. So I thank God that I can give him the praises and just say hallelujah, thank you, that's the highest praise.
Thanks.
If you just raise your hand and think about it, you know you're giving God the glory.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Everybody got a testimony. Let's see your testimony today.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your testimony today. And all I got to say, Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, our Lord? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, our Lord? Yes, I know him. Yes, I know him. Yes, I know Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, I know him. Yes, I know him. Yes, I know Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know him? Do you love him? Do you love Jesus Christ, our Lord? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love Jesus Christ, our Lord? Yes, I love him. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Is there any more praise reports, any more testimonies, anything to say for the Lord on this night? Hallelujah. This is our prayer, praise, and prophecy hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has been so good. He's been good.
Yes.
He's been good.
All
Hallelujah. And I just give God the praise, for he is mighty, mighty. I thank and praise God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 He's a mighty God, and I thank and praise his name for doing all that he do for me. Hallelujah. For my family, for my husband, for the ministry, for my associates, for my friends. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he's good just like that. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. You know, I can hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, the time is now. The acceptable time of the Lord is now. Hallelujah. We can't.
Amen.
When it's times like this, this is the time that you got to say something. You can't wait for somebody else to say something. You got to be on the one. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care if I'm standing on the tip of hell. And honey, I'm going to be hollering for the Lord. Do you hear me? I'm going to say whatever it is. I'm going to see it. Hallelujah. God is a good God. I'm telling you. And you don't always have to testify or say anything. But I'm telling you, when God opens an opportunity for you to say something for him, believe me, I will say something. And I know, you know, sometimes you don't feel like saying nothing. But it's for us to move and maneuver around God, not God move and maneuver around us. We got to, you know, you just can't sit up and listen to me testify and pray all the time. I mean, you got to get some of that stuff or prophesy. God is good. I'm telling you, and I keep hearing wealth untold. Somebody is going to get some money. Wealth untold. Hallelujah. I don't know who it is because people are not talking. So I can't pick it up like I want to in the spirit, but that's all right. I hear the Lord, somebody finna get some money. Hallelujah. Wealth untold wealth. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Good evening.
Amen.
Pastor Deborah, I praise and honor to you all, to
Amen.
End-time men and women of war. This is Minister Lisa in St. Louis.
Amen.
I just want to thank, hallelujah, just want to thank God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jehovah God, for this hour. I thank Him for helping me to press to get on to listen. I was like, well, let me listen, you know, to the praise and the prayers. And, you know, normally I'm ready and ready to go and praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But it's just much on my heart in this hour. And it's not just all about my personal issues, but I'm just concerned about things here in St. Louis, you know, the political climate in the nation. And I'm just really concerned about, you know, about our God and what He requires and how we how can we serve You, Lord? What can we do to repent and turn? I know He said, if My people who are called by My name will humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And Lord knows I'm a witness. We need a great healing. And even while I'm saying that, and it's some very dramatic and traumatic things that have gone on and been going on in our community, but I'm still thankful to God that things are as well as they are. Amen. And so I just wanted to thank God. I mean, even just trying to stand and be strong in the Lord and be steadfast and immovable, I'm like, Lord, wow, you know, I need You to help me, secure me against the vicissitudes of life as I stand for You, because it gets lonely sometimes. You know, when you speak out and speak up for the Lord, that them demons can be grow big. And I'm like, Lord, this is beast. This is the beast that we're coming against. And the Lord reminds me, stand still and see My salvation. For the battle is not yours, but it is Mine.
Yeah.
And He said, you speak the word. I was saying, while you were saying, you know, when you have that opportunity. And I just thank you, because that spirit just, I was, when I heard you clapping and singing, I said, you know what? No matter what goes on, when God opens that curtain and gives us a platform, you just got to shake it off. And I, you know, I gave Him a little prayer, and I was just sitting before the Lord, just quiet and just trying to hear, what do You want, Lord? What can I do? You know, you just got to be ready at all times to give Him glory. But I heard when you all were stirring it up and prophetess, I heard the Lord saying, tell them that there is power. I put power in your words, that if you speak a thing according to My word and you speak right, I'll back you up and you can change some things. I don't care what it looks like.
Amen.
You're not powerless.
Yeah.
If you speak it, it shall be done. And right before I say, I'm going to be obedient. I, you know, I feel like, Lord, I'm tired of feeling beat up. I'm a little weary, and I'm waiting for You. And I, like you said, I feel Your glory right here. And I'm a little frustrated because I feel the power. I see His glory. And I'm like, what do You want me to do with it? I'm in uncharted territory. What do You want? And before I could get off to be obedient and get my phone off of mute, I heard You say, somebody getting ready to get some money. I said, boy, look at obedience. Just going towards the things of God, pressing. There is a pressing in the blessing. And I thank God for life today. I thank God for my family. I thank God for end time men and women of war. The Lord has me in prayer for our leaders, our spiritual leaders, that God would keep
you
edified, and those around you and every one of us in our prospective places are leaders. Keep us grounded in Him. Keep us uplifted in Him. Working in His power, because the responsibility is great and the war is raging, but we still have the victory. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be Jehovah God be the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. We want to thank Prophetess
God.
Prophetess Harris. I just thank and praise God. And, you know, I heard the Lord saying, restore, refresh, rejuvenate. You know, God is restoring us as I speak.
Yeah.
He's restoring us. He's rejuvenating us. You know, He's refilling us. You know, you know, sometimes that glass of water, it'll kind of dry up a little bit. But God will rejuvenate. He'll restore. He'll refresh us in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And I thank and praise God for it. You know, God is good just like that. And you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said, prophecy shall come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we got to walk through these doors that God is opening them. Huh? You can't write about them. You can't see what's going on. But God opened these doors for you to walk right on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't understand everything. But God said, go on through the door. Step out on faith. Walk out in the deep. He comes better behind you. He comes close to me. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All you got to do is keep your hand in God's hand. He comes about. You can do anything. Anything. He comes right about. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let your do fall, Lord. Let your glory cloud fill this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Yah. Glory to Yah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood. 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 Thank you for not. Thank you for covering us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. With your blood. So many times, if the blood had not been applied, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, if it had not been, glory to God. Glory, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Peace up, Abba. Come up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Man.
Somebody, the Lord is getting ready to give a card to out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's getting ready to get a vehicle. Hallelujah. It's all right. Glory to God, because when God do it, you don't need nothing. You know that. Whoever I'm talking to, you don't need anything when God do it. Hallelujah. Just go on in there. When God send you to a place, be obedient and go to the place where he send you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, is there anyone else that want to say something for the Lord on tonight? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, I see God giving us houses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Ikabosa bahana na noroba. Father, I ask you now,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, to tear down some strongholds right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, that bind the strong man now and tear down some strongholds, Lord. Huh? Glory to God. Shut up some soul ties tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to go. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. You got to go every stronghold. Yes, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Let it be condolable in the name of Jesus because you have no power and no authority. In the name of Jesus. Glory. I ask you to apply the blood over everyone that's up under the sound of my voice on tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, apply the blood, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, apply the blood, Lord, tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. The blood, Lord, the blood, Father. Hallelujah. The blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover us, Lord, and apply the blood where it's necessary, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that's everywhere. All over us, Lord, all in our homes, glory to God, in every vehicle, Lord, apply the blood on tonight, in the name of Jesus, every situation, Father, apply the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, apply your blood, Lord, God is going to open some doors for opportunity for you to speak glory to God. God is going to open some doors. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I can see things moving. I can see things shifting around. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
I can see him moving stuff out of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's moving now. He's shifting. Glory to God. He's changing some circumstances. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I say for your good. Hallelujah. He's changing some things for your good.
Yes,
hallelujah. He's shifting some things for your good.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you tonight. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. How we bind up every infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We bind it right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Triumph. I hear the word. Triumph. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them all have a visitation, Lord. He come from you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight to cloak those mantles all over, Lord. Those intercessory, prophetic intercessory prayer mantles, Lord. I ask you to drape them all around them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all your impartation, Lord. All glory to God. All your to be under the impartation, Lord. In the let your anointing saturate them in the name of Jesus.
Somebody on this line, somebody's having trouble breathing.
No, no.
God says you're going to have to take it easy. Whoever it is, you're doing too much. He said you're going to have to stop and rest.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, heal, touch, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's a financial blessing coming to all of us on this line this evening. It's a financial blessing that's coming to all of us.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You know what, prophet is? I feel that. The Lord is just anointed. The atmosphere is so powerful.
Yes.
And I just want to just say, I thank God for the people of God because we have to, our God, Jehovah, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our God is pretty, he's merciful.
Yes, he is.
But, this God we serve is no joke. And we are in the army of the Lord, and we are disciples. Which means he will discipline us while everybody else getting away with it, while everybody else may be having fun. He requires, but he takes good care. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I was just praying and pressing and praying and praying, and then the Lord just had me almost an hour. That's how I was late getting on, because I almost went past my time. I was just before the Lord. I just couldn't say nothing. I just went all the way in. He just took me in, and now maybe he was just stealing my soul, because I would just pour out everything for him, everything I hear about happening in our families, in our community. I'm like, Lord, I'm not pleased with this. I know that you're going to do something about this. You're going to vindicate us, your people. And I thank you, God. And I just keep, you know, in spite of what it looked like, God is still God. And his name is Jehovah.
Yes,
and he will rescue with a strong hand. And the Lord been telling me about Moses and the Exodus. He said, tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Let my son Jacob go, and let Israel go, so that they may come and serve me. Because you cannot serve an oppressor and serve God.
Amen.
Yeah. And he does not mean for us to be let go without no money, without no resources, without anything to serve him with. Because when we enter into his court with thanksgiving and to his court with praise, he wants us to come with something in our hand. He requires us to fight the war, to win the war, and to come back with something to show for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And give it as an offering. And I thank God for the women of God. I thank God for you. I thank God. I just need prayer. Yeah, I've been praying. I didn't realize I had spent so much of myself. But when you go into battle like that, God, like you said, is he's taking us in another realm and level.
Because I was
praying. I say, Lord, we your people in this age, this generation, we need a supernatural double, triple anointing that keeps us ahead of the game. Because this thing we wrestle with is no joke.
We've
got a level of intellectualism. We've got a level of knowledge, and the information is speedy. So we got to operate at a high level to stay above the fray, you know. And so I'm just praying for that. I just thank God for our leaders. You know, thank you, Apostle Deborah. I have been praying for you. I've been praying for any leaders that I've been under at any time in my life, because I need you to make it so we can keep making it. I say, Lord, I pray for the Aarons and the Hers in this hour that are surrounding our main leaders that are helping us to win.
Lord.
We need to keep them lifted. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for the men. You know, our men, you know, we got to keep them lifted, because they keep us shielded some type of way. You hear me?
Yes.
They keep us some kind of way to keep us. I thank you.
That's right.
I thank you. I'm just
glad to be a part of anti-men and women of war, a part of the kingdom
Amen.
Of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
I thank God for the doors he's allowed me to go
yes.
through that
yes,
lead to
Lord.
His kingdom. And I find pasture in and out. They say we're jumping around. I don't see that. That's not my assignment. I don't jump around from church to church, ministry to ministry. God has
right.
given me the accessibility to go in and out and get what I
yes.
need and give whatever
yes.
he sent me there and get what I need
uh-huh.
while I'm there. And I thank him for it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
thank
the edification.
Jesus.
Because you hit it right, Prophetess, when you said God had prayer for me. I didn't realize I had given out. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm at home and I'm in my secret place. And so I thank
mm-hmm.
God for you. I thank I needed that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Man,
and I pray
man.
Everyone in radio land, it does take all of that. Believe me. Prayer
yes,
day
does.
And night, night and day. It takes
yes.
all of that.
Yes.
Push
yes,
away from
it
the
does.
Table. Pray, anoint
yes.
your house, anoint
yes.
your children, anoint your spouse.
Yes.
Pray and
yes.
pray some more. Read that word, hunger
yes.
and thirst.
Hallelujah.
Ask God to forgive you and your family of everything you can think of and that you can't. Pray
yes,
for the nation. I've been praying,
yes.
Lord, forgive us as a nation. We
yes,
can't just point
yes,
to
yes.
at those who are making stuff that we don't need because we've been quiet too. How did they let the law
yeah.
go fast? Well, because we didn't
yeah,
say enough.
Right.
We didn't do enough to keep
that's
it from
right.
going through.
We
it.
Didn't do
it. Not
enough.
On our watch, you can't do it. So we,
right.
I'm praying that God will forgive us as a nation. This is still a great nation. You know why? Because we, the people of God, are here. Or wherever the people of God are, there is goodness and greatness. And I thank God for that.
Yes,
Amen. Thank
yes,
you. I'll be blessed. Yes, I feel
oh,
the
yes,
blessings of God. I feel a breakthrough. It is here. It is.
Yes.
I'm going to
yes.
take and agree with you all there. Yes,
yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Praise
it's
God.
A breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
That's why I encourage
unity.
All of us. Yes.
Yes.
Encourage all of us.
Yes. Pastor, can
thank
I ask you,
Lord.
One question?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who fell out with you, it was a lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It wasn't on your part. It was on her part, but she took it to another level. But anyway, I see the lady coming back to apologize to you. And
mm-hmm.
you didn't even let it bother you.
Mm-mm.
But it bothered her. I guess it was the way it was worded and said that she took it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But she coming back for some reason to apologize to you. When she comes to you, just hear her out and then explain to her how you were supposed to say it. It was supposed to have been said when she took it to another level. It really shouldn't even have been blown out of proportion. Somebody from your past. I see a letter E. But she took it out of context when it shouldn't have been. It's somebody you know from your past. But I see her coming back to you, and she's going to tell you some things that's been going on in her life that was really unbelievable because it shouldn't. The things that went on in her life, it happened because she allowed it to happen. But when she comes to it, just pray for her. Just pray
well,
for her. And no, this is the other pastor. It's the one just got to talking. Pastor Lisa.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know who this lady is. The letter E, somebody from your past. You didn't think nothing of it, but she took it the wrong way. But she coming back to you, and she gonna ask for your forgiveness. I guess she missed she missed your friendship one. But things that weren't so bad in her life, it took a turn on her life, and she didn't know how to come back out of it. But your prayer is what's going to help her to overcome most of those obstacles in her life. So when she comes to it, just pray for her.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is an awesome God. He is truly awesome.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. We thank and praise him tonight. You know, I give God the praise and the glory on tonight, and I just, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to pray much because we don't have, but I'm going to pray if anyone wants prayer, you know. They can let me know. Or I'm just going to pray how God lead me to pray.
Just pray for me to get stronger in God and my family continue to grow in God. And whew, I can tell you, the truth is definitely high because I can show feel the anointing.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Amen. Well, Father, we come this evening, Lord, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for taking control over the atmosphere on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Lord, we repent of every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, Father. We repent. If we've offended anyone or hurt anyone in any kind of way, Lord, forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, I ask you to send the fire of God, Lord, to burn it out in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to create a clean heart in us. Renew a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. Now, Lord, we come tonight. I come praying for everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, to keep them, Lord, strapped in the blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I come now asking you to encourage them. In the name of Jesus, we bind up depression and we bind up oppression. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I hear the Lord said, somebody beguile somebody. Hallelujah. But we bind that thing up in the name of Jesus. You can't live in the Nokoradaba. You can't live in this area. In the name of Jesus, you can't live in this space. Glory to God. We bind it right now. Father, I'm asking you now to cover each one of us, Lord. Each one of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now, Lord, to send your anointing. Send your anointing tonight, Lord. Send your anointing tonight, Lord. Send your anointing, Father. Send your anointing tonight. Send your anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, when your anointing is present, the anointing is present to heal. The anointing is present to deliver. The anointing is present to set free. In the name of Jesus, now, Father, we're calling on your name. We're calling on your name tonight. Glory to God. We calling on your name, Jesus. We're calling on your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't know what to do, Lord. We don't know where to go. But you know everything, Lord. And we asking you now to send us, Lord. If you want to send somebody, send us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm asking you to bless families all over this land and country. In the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless these regions, the different regions, Lord. I'm asking you to bless them right now. Lord. I'm asking you to dispatch your angels right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you all tonight to dispatch your giant warring angels, Lord, for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Send your angels, Lord, and let them fight for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we need more of you. We need more of you, Father. We need more, Lord. We need more dunamis power. We need more power. We need more power. We need more power. We need more power. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, the blessed thing that he wants us to keep it held up. The blessed thing that already become real. In the name of Jesus, bow down before the Lord. Bow down, Lord. We got to bow down before you. Oh, yes, Lord. Give you all of it.
Thank
God.
Thank
God. We got to walk worthy of the covenant. We got to walk worthy of the covenant. We got to live worthy of the covenant. We got to be worthy of the covenant. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless each one. That's under the sound of my voice. Bless their families. Bless their children. Bless their grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Bless their nieces. Bless their nephews. Bless their family, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord. We're praying and we're holding up that bloodstained banner. We're praying and we're in warfare prayer in the name of Jesus. We're in intercessory prayer in the name of Jesus. We're depending on you, Lord. We're leaning on you. You are leading post tonight. You are leading post, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Glory to God. I'm asking you now to send your anointing. Let it fall on us like a dew fall on us in the name of Jesus. And I ask you tonight to baptize us, Lord, in the blood of Yeshua. Baptize us, Lord, in the blood, Lord. Baptize us, Lord, in the blood of Yeshua. In the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let prophecy come. Prophecy come. Prophecy come. Prophecy come. Prophetic come. Prophecy come. Before our eyes, it's coming right now. Before us right now. In the name of Jesus, glory, glory, glory.
I'm putting it all in your hands. Oh, yes, I'm not only me, but it's some other folks on this radio broadcast that need to put it all in his hand. This little thing and that little thing. He said, put it all in his hand. Oh, yes, this. Oh, yes, Lord. And don't look back at it. Oh, yes, Lord, and don't fool with it. He don't need our help. Put it in his hand. Oh, yes, listen.
Praise God.
In the
name
of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory to that. Glory to
hallelujah.
I give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Father, I ask you now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To bless Apostle Dean in his absence, Lord. I ask you to cover the vans, hallelujah, what he's driving, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to sit that angel in there, and I ask you now, to cover that van, in the shed blood of Yeshua, I'm a share on tonight, and be in the engine, and be in the motor, the tires, be in that van, guide him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And any time that he feels sleepy, have him to pull over, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you now. Thank you now. Thank you now. I pray for Bishop Tim. Hallelujah. That's what came out of my mouth. I ask you tonight, Lord, to bless my cousin Tim on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless his work that he's doing. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you now, Lord, for opening his eyes up. Glory to God. I'm asking you and thanking you now. Right now, Lord, you're keeping to keep his eyes open. In the name of Jesus, send angels all around him to protect him from all hurt, all the danger. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, glory to God, and I'm supposed to pray for Jason, Jason, hallelujah, Jason,
thank
hallelujah,
you.
I'm calling
thank
your
you.
Name, Jason, oh, yeah, bye-bye, come on, glory to God, I'm asking you now, Lord, to keep him covered right now. In the shed blood of Jesus, wherever he tread his feet, Lord, I ask you to keep him covered right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Sam, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sam, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, keep him covered, Lord. Glory to God. Whoever he is, Lord, you know what he's standing in need of, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm just an intercessor. I'm just praying for him. Whoever he is, I ask you to bless him. I ask you to strengthen him. In the name of Jesus, give him what he's standing in need of, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, let mercy fall down all over around his feet. Oh, yes, Lord, let grace dangle off the top of his head and down to the sole of his feet. Whoever he is, in the name of Jesus, don't let his meal there run dry, Lord, in the name of Jesus, calling on him tonight. Calling on you, Jesus. I'm calling on you, Jesus. Break up that fire ground. I'm calling on you tonight. Break up that fire ground. I'm calling on you. In the name of Jesus, all this to be higher. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will pray for Christy on tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm asking you to bless her, Lord, wherever she is. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless her, Lord, wherever she is, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open doors for her, Lord. Glory to God. 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 Bless the blessing of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, and we bind up everything that's not right. We bind it up. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Some
yes,
kind
Lord.
Of soul tie. I see some kind of soul tie. I'm seeing some kind of soul tie. Lord, I ask you to sever that soul tie in the name of Jesus. So you can get the use out of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, somebody is looking for direction. Somebody needs to know which way to go. Glory to God. The Lord say, he's going to show you which way to go. And when he show you which way to go, you got to be obedient and to do it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I got to get off. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I lift up Jamitha tonight. I lift up Jamitha, and a baby. Hallelujah. I'm asking you, Lord, to touch this baby. Touch the baby, Lord. Touch the grandbaby, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch right now, Lord. You say you made us in the image, in the likeness of you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you now, Lord, to touch it from the top of her head down to the sole of her feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We bind anything, Lord, to try to come up against her. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed. Nothing said. Not one curse. We bind it all. Anything that try to come up against her mom and her daddy. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They bind it right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the doctors be astonished. Let the doctors not know what to say. Leave their mouth hanging wide open. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the grandbaby. Bless the great grandbaby. Bless them all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank
you.
We thank you for blessing our neighbors. We thank you for blessing our neighborhoods. We thank you for blessing the leaders. We thank you for blessing the ones in the alley, the ones that sleep up under the bridges, the ones on cardboard boxes, the ones in the park. Father, we thank you for blessing, covering them up with the sky. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now. We thank you, Father, and we ask all these things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
For you, for everyone that stayed on as long as they did on our radio broadcast, I got just a little caught up there, and the Lord was still showing me a lot of more things. And I will, the ones that it's for, I will let them know what the Lord is doing and saying. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to keep you on this on the radio broadcast any longer. You are in radio land. You are welcome to call in anytime for a prayer request, whatever it is. The ones on the Facebook, you're welcome to call in for a prayer request. Hallelujah. At any time. We just thank and praise God for each one of you. We're not going to prolong the time. We're going to get ready to get off, and we'll see everyone back on Sunday on our regular worship service Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. I love you all. You all have a blessed night and a safe weekend holiday. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night. God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen.